So okay, the boy said today's daf is daf ches. We're holding the last line of Zayin Omid Beis. The middle of the line, Reish Lakish Omar. Reish Lakish is telling us a different drosha on the pasuk that we brought yesterday. You recall that four lines from the bottom of the Omid, the Gemara brought a pasuk in Keo HaBarzel V'hu Leiponim Kilkel. The Gemara touched it Legabe in Yone Geshem. In Keo HaBarzel, if unfortunately the Rakia, if the Shemayim is as dull as Barzel, that it hasn't given any rain, because of the Maisa Dorshe Mikukolim. But because we brought that pasuk, we're now going to darshan it in other ways as well. So Reish Lakish Omar, Im Reisa Talmud, if you come across a Talmud, Shalimudai Kasha Olav Kibarzel, that unfortunately his learning is very difficult for him, and you know why it's difficult? Because unfortunately he doesn't have his limud mishnayis. In other words, his background is not well organized. It's not solid. And as a result, he becomes setumult. Rashi says, why is he koshaloi? Meiruiv kushiois. Whenever he learns, he has so many questions. What does that mean? He didn't prepare it and learn it the first time in an organized fashion. He didn't chazer it properly. Therefore, he doesn't know how to answer. Inami, in other words, he has problems and he's trying to forever by gedenknish and avaisis. He doesn't know how to answer all the kashas. Inami shegoris the bitos, or his original gear. So when he learned it, he didn't learn it correctly. He was poiter alachiv u'machayiv ala poter. Umakshi Allah miduch tachrit, he says, Vu kondach zayin? How does it say over here chayiv, but there's another mishnah somewhere else? Petaka doesn't say chayiv. It says poter. And therefore, says Rashi, v'ochi mash makro, what the pasuk is telling us is, v'hu loy ponim kilkel. V'hu loy means, sheni yodeya shmuasa, he doesn't know his learning, and they should ponim kilkel. Shel kilkel v'mishna she koidim l'gemara. In other words, the word ponim over here means like ponim v'ochar. Ponim means something that comes in the beginning, ochar something that comes at the end, and therefore v'hu loy. You know why his Mishnayis, his limud, is kasha olav, that he cannot learn properly? Because ponav kilkel, the ponim, the background that he needed to learn Gemara properly, kilkel, he was makalkel because it wasn't sedura olav. Back to the Gemara, Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, v'huloi, ponim kilkel, v'huloi, that he doesn't learn properly, and he has all these kashas and a fashtaitnish, because ponim kilkel, because his Mishnasai was not mesudar originally the way it should have been.
So, there's a group of Eretz Yisrael now. They do kisek according to the din. They want first of all the Mishnayis. I mean, Lachayah is a good reason.
Wonderful. I'm very happy. Yeah. Frank Yimar Baita Kante. So, what should he do, Taka, if Limude Koshalav, because Mishnasai ain't a Sidurallah? So, Yimar Yarbi Yeshiva. What's my Yarbi Yeshiva? Says Rashi, he should learn together with a B'nai Yeshiva, and he'll hear how they're learning, and he'll pick it up from them. In other words, he'll start from scratch. He'll go to the yeshiva, he learns how all the other Talmidim are learning, so he'll know which Mishnayis he's learning incorrectly, which ones are not Mesudah correctly. Shenema, like the Pasuk continues on, the same Pasuk says, the Chayolim Yegaber. The Chayolim Yegaber means by going with all the other soldiers. Here the soldiers were referring to the Talmidei, to the B'nai Terah. They are our soldiers. Yigabu with that, he'll be misgaber on his problems in his limudim. And then the pasuk finishes off. The Yisroin hechsher chachma kolushkein and mishnasi sedura v'meikara. Can you imagine if he had started off in such a way that it was marba be yeshiva and learning again and again and again until it was takim mesuder, organized? He remembered it, classic, perfect. Oh, you can imagine what a great Talmud Chacham he would become. And the Gemara Taka tells us, Ki Hod Reish Lakish Hav Mesader Masnisin Arboin Zimnin Keneged Mem Yoim Shenitna Toira V'Ayil Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. When Reish Lakish would come to hear a shir of Rabbi Yochanan, he would prepare the Gemara and review it 40 times. 4-0. Can I get the 40 days Arboim Yoim Barboim Alayl Lechem Lechalti Maim Leshasisi that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim to bring down the Torah? So every time Reish Lakish came to Ashir, he was well prepared. He went through it 40 times. Then you're going to say, well, 40, that's quite a lot. Who can do that? Oh, we give you a little bit easier. Ravad Barhava, Misada Mastisan, SMB Arbazinan. In the Shvori, 24 times, can I get turn of Inim Ksuvim? Because there are 24 books, 24 Svarim in the Sifrei Tanakh. The Gemara doesn't give anything less than that, so apparently the minimum is 24.
This is before said, the
review
learning.
24. Before the learning.
Because about Chazar, it really says 100 times.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 101.
101,
sorry. Ain't a
but most people are not so mental capacity like these two people. So why you bring a liar from birth?
Okay, so don't do 24, do 23 is okay. Anyway, notice this Talmud of Rava was Rav Ada Barahava. Rav Ada Barahava. He comes up frequently in the Gemara. The Malam Shik had a Talmud who was the Ruv in a city in Yugoslavia. The name of the city was Ada. In fact, Mr. Wax, Zichron Lebrucha, came from Ada. Not far from Zenta, also a city in Yugoslavia. So he had a Talmud who was the Ruv of Ada, and he loved this Talmud very much. So when he would write him a tshuva or a letter, he would write Rav Ada Barahava, the Ruv of Ada, who's there belit, who's very beloved to me, Barahava, who I love, Rav Ada Barahava. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, Ruv Amar, Emre Isa Talmud Shalimudei Kosha Olav Kibarzel Bishvil Raboy She'enoi Mazbe Loiponim. A Talmud is having trouble in his learning because his Rebbe, unfortunately, does not look at him with a nice smiling face. But rather, says Rashi, Sheher Loiponim Ro'ois. Every time the Rebbe is looking at him, he always has a frown on his face. Looks at him broigistic. Now, it doesn't say in the Gemara so far why, but we'll see in another few lines the reason is because his masim were not proper. In other words, this Bukhar was not doing what the Gemara doesn't say what he was doing. Maybe he wasn't learning 24 times before. He was only chazering 23 times before. It doesn't say what. But apparently his masim were not 100% proper, and therefore when the Rebbe saw him, he didn't greet him with the same chavivus like all the other Talmidim. But as a result,
where's the Talmud Shein Hukin, you're saying?
You'll see from the Gemara another couple of lines like Hukshiru Masav. We'll see. So now, because of that, this Talmud is not having Atzlacha. Because every time he comes into Shir and he wants to hear Agitzvart, the Rebbe looks at him like that. And of course, that is a big turnoff. You know that. And therefore, he's upset. What should you do? Shinemar V'huloi Ponim. Kilker, v'ulay ponim, because the Rebbe doesn't show him a nice ponim, kilker, that's why he's mekalkan his limud is not the way it's supposed to be, because the punim from the Rebbe is not the way it's supposed to be. So, maita kante, what should he do? So, the next pasuk says in Tanakh, yarba olav reim. What means yarba olav reim? He should go and take together friends that will be mafayis the Rebbe, that will go to the Rebbe and say, Rebbe, you have this Talmud Yankel feels that you're not showing him the proper chayin and the proper save upon him the office. Maybe you can go and ameliorate, maybe you can go and try to be nicer to him and smile to him and be makar of him. Maybe he'll come back. Shnemar, how do you know Yarba Levreim? Shnemar, b'chayolim yigaber, go and take chayolim soldiers. The soldiers over here are people to be mafayis, to appease the Rebbe. But the Yisrael Hakshir Chochma, what means Yisrael Hakshir Chochma? Kolshkein, in Puchshru Masa Befnei Rabbi Meyikora. That's why it was referring to the fact that the Gemara says at the end that his masim somehow were off. It doesn't say what was off, but they weren't 100% proper. Because of that, the Rebbe was frowning. Avada, if his masim would be proper Meyikora, can you imagine how much more he could have learned better and better and better? If the Yisrael Tzvot Besigivez would even be better than that, Hechsher Chochma, that he bin Machsher his Mas Meikara, so the Rebbe should never have frowned in the first place. Right, the Yom Rabbami, Michael said in the Pasik, Im Yishoich Hanochosh Belei Lochash, Vein Yisroin Lebal Haloshin. The Pashim Shat in this Pasik is that you have a snake, and the snake has a person who is in charge of the snake, who is a charmer. Charmer meaning that he can control the snake by talking to it and by acting with it to keep the nachash under control. However, what happens in Yishoy Hanachash if this nachash goes and bites someone? And all the charms that the master used did not work. In other words, the snake did not listen to the master. So therefore, he has no malice, this Balaloshin. Balaloshin meaning the owner that was trying to charm and talk to the snake and all that. All of his powers are worthless because the Nachash went and bit, even though the master didn't want him to. That's the Poshep Shat. But now the Gemara is dashing. If you see a generation where the Shemayim, where the heavens, Mishtakin is from a lashon of Fajabit. Fajabit means that it looked rusty, kinechoshes like copper, melahoyre talamotar. In other words, you look up to the skies, the same appearance every single day, such as a rusty color, and it doesn't want to rain. Oy, oy, oy. You know why? Rashi is because people are not davening properly and asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for Rachmim to go and send rain. Aha. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, in Yishoich is from Loshen Mishtachin. Mishtachin means that the heavens are rusty colored or rusty appearance. Hanochash kinechoishes, like copper. Beleilochash, because there are no loichshei lechishois. Rashi said loichshei lechishois means there are no mispalim tefillah belachash. No one's davening properly. We don't mean people don't daven. People are not davening the way they're supposed to daven. So my tekanosin vuzomaton. Yelchu eitzel misha yedel lechosh. Go to someone who knows how to daven properly. Was ken davenin mitagibet, mitagifil, mitakavuna. Go to him, the Rishim Mispal. The Chassid like said in the Pasuk, Yagir Olav Reyoi. The Reyoi over here means that this person should go and Mispal for all of his friends. All of his friends means the whole society that are suffering from the lack of rain. Then Yisun Abal Aloshoi. What does that mean? Someone who has the Baha Loshon, in other words, he has the gefil, he knows how to talk to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this person says, it's not my problem, you worry about it, I got plenty, Shalom Alei Nafshi. Someone who can daven, doesn't daven properly, what benefit does he have? He has no benefit whatsoever. If you know how to daven, go daven and ask Kodesh Baruch Hu for Rachman. What happens? This guy Taka knows how to daven. He davens with a gishmak. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu still doesn't listen. My takante. Yeilech etzel chodesh bedar. Bezal gain to the grester Rebbe, the grester tzaddik in the dar, and ask him the arbala betfila. Shnemo itzav aleba mafki. And of course, that's the presumably the basis in all generations that when a person has a tzara and he davens and davens and he still is waiting for a Yeshua, that he should also go mimispal for that individual. That's why you give a kvittel with a name, etc. The person should mimispal. Okay, what means veitzav aleh b'mavgiyah? Veitzav aleh tefillah. We had this gemara already before. Yizuntayid! Shinem v'yat al tespal b'yad ramzev al tisa b'adam rinu tefillah b'al tifkavi. So you see that the word pigiyah is related to tefillah. That's what the gemara is telling us is. That if you don't have the loich shei lechishoy, so people are not davening, and we went to the balalosh and the great davener and it still didn't work, go to the chosu shebedor, the grass tzadik, and he should go mimarbal b'tefillah. Veitzav aleh b'mavgiyah. Zogti Marabait, the Mulochash, the Ultzabiyoda. What happens now if someone davened Gishmak and Baruch Hashem, after the davening was over, said Gigosin Regen, it was pouring, and as a result of Megis Data Olaf, and now he feels good, and he goes around and gets a patch to Boich, and he says, ah, Rabbi, say, look, my davening, wow, it worked! Can you imagine? May the Afla Oilim Chasa Sholem, now it has a terrible effect that Rabbi Shalom is furious with this individual. Shnemar, Mikna'af al Oila. Mikna'af means that he has now acquired the fury of Hashem, al Oila, that his feelings now have been Oila, that he's become now as a Balgaiva, that he feels as Ahoy Chamen, she becomes haughty and arrogant. He has now been Koina, he has acquired the fury of Hashem. Rav Omar. Rav teaches the pasuk a little differently. You have two yidin, two tamidachom who are living in the same city. They cannot go. Now, the Gemara doesn't suggest that they always have to have unanimous opinion, that they always have to agree. Hey, you know, if this Rav holds that it's us and this holds the mutter, and they have each one bona fide, legitimate legal reasons, you know, that's Mechamta Shul Torah, Habesham and Beisil didn't see eye to eye either. And Abai Veruva argued almost every single
block. With each other.
But Noichen! We don't mean that they have to agree in learning, but they should be Noichen Zan Benachas. They shouldn't go and throw spitballs or rocks or Chas HaSholem or whatever. whatever you can conjure up.
Be cordial.
Be cordial, be amicable, be friendly. That brings Chas HaSholem fear. Kodesh Baruch is upset. The Tamid Chumim are arguing with each other. They bring Chas HaSholem the af. Shneimah mikne af al oile. Here the word lashon of mikne is not to acquire af, but miskane. And therefore the Gemara is now dashing aleph and hey are mischalif. And it's like a kinas Hashem tzvokes, where the kinah doesn't mean jealous, but it means it's provoking the af, the fury of Hashem, by not allowing these two to live together, binachas, bishalvu, bisholim. Therefore, it's mikna af al oilin, chas hashom, the fury goes up because of the fact that they are not living binachas.
Even though, I mean, you have to ask a kasha, that I would, is taken to number. He was probably met Lashem Shemayim. He felt that it had to be said.
Maybe they didn't live
not very nice. No.
Maybe it was a different ear. Okay. Any Machamis also strong sometimes. Okay, Omer Ish Lakish. Maydich Zeb, Miyishoy Chan Nochosh, B'loy Lochash, V'im Yisrael Abal Aloshoyin. Says the Gemara, is a very famous Moshul. Li also love it. I don't know, maybe it's not a Moshul, maybe it's Emes. La Osid Lovoy, Miskaps is a voice called Achai, Seitz Al Nochosh. La Osid Lovoy, all the Chais are going to come to the Nochosh, and they're going to say, V'im Loi, Ari doiris va'oichel, ze'ev toiris va'oichel. Atama no yesh lecha. I can understand the Ari and the ze'ev. They go and take their prey and they tear them apart. What's the difference between an Ari and a ze'ev? Ari, of course, is a lion. Doiris va'oichel. The Ari, being the strongest of all of the chayas, is not concerned that he's going to be attacked by someone else. Therefore, the Ari goes and pounces on its prey and eats its prey lebedikahait. In other words, it's a cannibal. And it eats the prey when it's still alive, estesof. Ze'ev, however, the wolf, is a little bit more guarded. He looks around. Maybe he's going to be attacked by a lion or something. Therefore, Toyref, he grabs his prey, takes it somewhere else, kills it, and then v'oichel, and then eats it somewhere else. Oh, but both of them, bottom line is, have a hana'a from the damage that they caused. They eat something. After you, the snake, that bites somebody, you're only causing damage. But man, you don't eat anything as a result. And now the nochash answers back. What does that mean? Rashi says that every time when a person who said lashon hara is going to come up before the kisya kovet, perhaps after this person's 120 years on this world, the nochash will be there, and as the nochash is being criticized, mahano yesh lecha, the nochash will say, look at this baal lashon hara, mahano yesh loy, look at all the damage that he has caused by his lashon hara. As a result, people will not talk to that other fellow. People won't lend money to the other fellow. They won't do business. They won't be mishadach with him. They won't look at him, all because of lashon hara. And what hanor did he get? Zero. Gunish. Just like that, that's I happen to be the nochash. As I bring to Rashi. Look at Rashi. Ulechom hanor yesh lecha. See Rashi, it's about three-quarters down the Amud, two-thirds down the Amud. Ulechom hanor yesh lecha. She'at noyshech b'nei odem v'horgan. What hanor do you have in biting people and killing them? V'u'aymer. So then the nochash says back, Ma'yisun l'bal l'loshin. She'mesaper l'loshin hara. Afu pishin l'yanor. Look at the bal l'loshin hara. What hanor does he have? Ulefichach. Mevia Kodesh Baruch Hu b'din eitzel nochash, kidei she is bayish, emnei shehesi odom harishoin, ul mispayishin imoy, misapri loshen hara. Kodesh Baruch Hu brings the two together, the nochash, together with the misapri loshen hara, and he says to the misapri loshen hara, you see you, you're just like that original nochash, that want to cause all of the tzoris on this world, mit udam, mit chava. You think you're any better? You're the same guy because you don't have any hanor either. And look at all the trouble that you have caused. Okay, back to the Gemara, third wide line. Omer Rabami, ain't tefillusa shel udam nishmas elam kein meisim nafshu v'chapoy. A tefillah of a person is not accepted, not listened to, unless he davens with tremendous erlichkeit, with tremendous sincerity. He puts his nefesh in his hands as if to say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're in charge. I have my neshama here and I ask you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, help me, X, Y, and Z, whatever I need. Shenema, Nisa Levein El Kapoyim, El Keil Vashemoyim. So therefore, you got to daven with real kavana, if not, ain't filos nishmas. Faitim or Aini? Shmuel once appointed an Amoira. Amoira is the person who is like his loudspeaker, as well as a person who fataiched, who like a shtikl matargimen of his shir. What did the Amoira say? V'dorash b'shem Shmuel. It says in pasuk v'yivatu b'fiem uvelashoyim yichaz v'loy v'libam leinochen imoy v'leinemnu b'verisoy. So this pasuk is talking about people that talk falsehoods and don't talk with sincerity. V'yivatu b'fiem, they try to seduce the person. Loshen pitoy, oynis a pitoy by a psula. V'yivatu b'fiem, they try to seduce with their mouths. Uvelashoyim and with their tongues yichaz v'loy, they're talking falsehoods. They're talking lies. Their hearts are not with them. It's, in other words, it's not toichi kivare. They're saying one thing, but they mean something else. They're not talking with nemonus. They're not talking with faithfully and with trust. What does the next pasuk say? So what Shmuel is telling us is that if occasionally, once during the year or once during your lifetime, you haven't davened with a proper kavana, and then afterwards you say my tefillah won't be listened to, says Shmuel, even if but didn't you just say now a moment ago, if you're davening by yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only listens if you daven with the rest of Kavona. If you daven with a tzibur, nishkefelech, because the tefillah sarabim that goes up to Shemaim, even if the person is not mechab and kroy, Rashi says, because even if there are yichidim, we go after tefillah sarabim, nishkefelech. What do we see from this Gemara? That is a tremendous inyan to come to davening, especially for those that have difficulty in having kavanah. Baruch Hashem, in our crowd, I don't see anybody that has any difficulty. But this Kenzan Epsayid in Alaska that has difficulty in being mechavin, it's very important to be at a minyan, because he should move. Yeah, he should move to the west side. But Masa, if he goes to daven mit a minyan, even if he's not mechavin 100%, Baruch Hashem, the boy should listen to this. Yeah.
I don't know if you were here when he was here with Tasha there, but
yeah,
he really saw his governor was going to see this.
Mm-hmm.
He put such kaiches. Were you here when he was here? He once came to the west side.
He didn't.
In Dab Marif, it was in Mr. Handler's house.
Uh-huh.
Did you go?
It was a few years ago.
That's a long time.
A long time ago.
But I'm saying that he such kaiches that he put into Dab in
Zambuli. Yeah, yeah. He's still
alive.
Yeah, but in Nishkazit.
How could you hear him dab? He's supposed to be alive.
I'm not going to ask. We're coming back now to Geshem. Ein Geshem Yordim El Bishul Bali Amona. You know why there is rain? Because the people that are honest people, the word Amona is from the Russian Emuna, people that work and act with faith and with trust, with honesty. Shinema. Emes me'eretz tismach. If this emes down below, the tzedek mishamayim mishkel, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends out the tzedakah, meaning he sends down the rain from Shemayim up above. Look how great are the people that are so honest and place their faith in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because Manayin, how do I see this? From the famous story of the Chuld Ubar, and we'll see what that story is in a moment. Someone that puts his whole faith and belief in the Chuld Ubar. So you're wondering, what is this story about Chuld Ubar? So both Rashi and Tosis bring the story, but Tosis brings it in somewhat more detail, and this is a fascinating story. Very rare that you see a story like this brought in a Tosis. See, the last Tosis over here, don't be nervous, it's an easy Tosis. Bechuldu bar kachadish bar chalas kam bekama. Look Tosis, Pirish. Mam in Bechuldu bar. What's the mam in Bechuldu bar? Masa hoyos, even a masa. The nara, achas, a young girl, Hoisa, roitza leilach abeis aviyah, she wanted to go home to her father's house. Voyibor baderech, and unfortunately there was a boir, a cistern en route. The nafla and nebuch, she fell into the bar. Who's gonna save her? Uba bocherech, and there was a bocher that went by. And he saw nebuch, this girl fell into the bar. Viyomar, imani alech tenasili. If I go and take you out of the bar, will you marry me? She said, yeah, I'll marry you. The Nishbu Beinei, and they both swore to each other, they made a pact that they're going to marry each other. Now, apparently, they were still fairly young, and they were not ready yet for Shiduchim, but they said, when the time will come, we will marry each other.
Since it's not Rosh, she's 12 to 12 and a half.
Okay, so how many girls do you know that get married at 12 to 12 and a half? Did you know that historically?
No, I don't.
In the Torah, we know the Torah talks about Narech. Maybe in terms of Chazal, maybe by that time it was already 18 or 15 or 16.
Well, in the Torah,
Nara
means that.
Right. All right, anyway, they weren't ready to get married yet. The Amru, and they said to each other, "Mi meyed beinenu, who's going to witness?" In other words, we have to have Edom. Who knows? Yeah. There was a weasel that was weaseling by next to the bar.
They swore.
I agree with you.
So
they swore.
Don't need anybody else.
But you want Edom to go and show that they made that oath to go and be Mekayim. Exactly. They can authenticate him. They can verify.
Okay.
Two people give each other his card, just like by a vote. Okay?
Yes.
You have to have witnesses by that.
Yeah. Rabbi Cohen, did you ever hear the expression, Akasha Famasa? Whether you like it or not, it's like amazing, you know.
When he said, before he died, he said, the heavens and the earth are my age.
Exactly right.
100%.
Anyway, so the Gemara continues on. The Torah continues on. The Omru Elu, so they two together, meaning the boy and the girl, said, Shnayim, Bor v'chulda you Edom beinenu. You know who's going to be the Edom? This Chulda and this Bor, they will be our Edom. Now for Shteitzach, these are not the normal Edom, but there was nobody else around. So they chose the Chulda. But Rabbi say, it sounds humorous, we're not finished with the story yet. V'chul chulda darkan, each one went back to the young Kishkan Holosh, this went to Hoidin Anish, or Dyundyush. V'yom the Bishvuasa, and she remembered her shvuah, and she refused any shidduchim. But he unfortunately sinned, and he married somebody else. We're not finished. The Yolda Bain, and he had a child with his new wife. Bos chulda b'neshchosoi, a chulda came and bit this new baby, umeis, and the child died. The Yolda Ben Shaini, and now a second child was born. The Nofel Abar, and this child fell into the bar, umeis, and died. Omli Ishtoi, so the wife said to the husband, how is this possible? Do you ever hear such a crazy story? We had two children, each one died as an infant, one because of a chulda, one falls into the bar. Now the husband remembers, and who were the Edom? The chulda and the bar. Now the chulda and the bar are demanding, you had a moon and faith in us, and look, he didn't go and follow through. He told his wife, she said to him in Cain, Chazar ukechena, I see that you made a terrible boo-boo, and I made a boo-boo in marrying you. Go and take your first wife, take that girl. Because of again, he gave it back again. So that's the end of the story. Behind the army, now we understand what it means. Hamam and Babar Bechulda. Now, Hamam and Babar Bechulda doesn't mean that I believe the story. The story is true. The story happened. Hamam and means Shemidu Edusan, that a person has so much faith that he's willing to go and appoint the Chulda Bar to go and be his Edom. Person who's willing to go and say about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, you're the Melech Malchim, look, I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I have so much faith in you to be like my aid, so to speak. In other words, just like he had so much, he was Mam the Chulba Bar. If he's Mam the Kodesh Baruch Hu, last come the come. So that's what the Gemara is saying is, Re'ei Kamek Doilim Bali Amana, those people that have total faith in Amunah Kodesh Baruch Hu, how great these people are, bring a ray from the Mam of Chulda Bar. If the Chulda Bar did their job, you appointed us Edom, and we followed through, and we told you messed up. So if you have total faith in Kodesh Baruch Hu, Allah Shkam V'Kamba, the great malice this person has. Omer B'Yoychanan, Kol HaMatzdik Es Atzmo Malmata Matzdikin Olav HaDin Malmala. Kol HaMatzdik Es Atzmo Malmata, Rashi says, means he's machshir umekashik ma'asav. In other words, this yid becomes ayir atzadik. Kolamatzik as atzmoi, that he has now changed his ways, and now he fits a erlech like a real yirei shemaim, the way it's supposed to be. Matzik and olav adin mala. Then you might say, unfortunately, Dr. Rashi, medaktikim olav afilu kechuta saira, because this person is now really on the road to real tzidkus and real chasidus and real tshuva. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu inspects every one of the details of his ma'asim and sees whether or not he's doing correctly. Now you're going to say to yourself, why is that? If anything, if this person is now a real Erlicha, Kadosh Baruch Hu should have rachmim, you should have mercy, you should have compassion, shouldn't be medakik b'masiv. Says Rashi, k'dei lemarek avanoisev, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish him on this world for any little kleina chet, whatever he did. Why? So that the Asa Lovay, when he comes up to Yeneveld, he'll have a straight path to Gan Eden. He won't have to have any detours to Gehenna for a couple of days. Straight path to Gan Eden. Shemet says in the Pasuk, Emes Meir Tzitzmach, a person who fears Zach and Gans in Emesdik, the Tzedek Mishamayim Nishkov, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Matzdik Olav Adin, Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at every one of his, the details of his Masim, his Medakti Kechut Asar. I have another pasuk which tells us the same din. According to the degree of your Yerushamayim, that's the degree of Evra. Evra is the lashon of Charoin Af from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the degree of your Yerushamayim, that will be the degree of Hashem's inspecting all of your Maasim to make sure that they're 100% good. Rish Lakish HaMayach HaKadosh HaPasik Pagata Es Sos V'Oise Tzedek B'Drachecha Yizkarucha Ein atakat safta v'necht behem oilam v'noisha. What is this pasuk coming to tell you? This pasuk is coming actually v'niva shea. What is this pasuk telling you? Pagata, if Rabbeinu Shalom is poigea, even there it's Israel today, they use the lashon of pigia, pigia of chas v'shalom, a terrorist attack. Cholil v'chas. So here too, if chas v'shalom, a person who was sus, he was besimcha v'oisa tzedek. And he's doing tzedakah. In other words, a person is righteous. And chas v'shalom, he's gotten a pigia. He's been attacked from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu attacked him? Even though bedrachecha yizkerucha, Rashi explains bedrachecha yizkerucha, the person will be mazkir Hashem l'toiv, and he'll say, I know why Hashem is attacking me. Hein ata katzavta v'nechto b'hem oyle b'ni v'sheya, because as a result of your inspecting every one of my masim b'oyle mazeh, that will be a tikkun for my neshama, so that it'll be a Yeshua oyle b'ni v'sheya. As a result, I will have the oylem haba clean, without any liens, without any encumbrances, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be memarik all of my masim down below. So if you look at the Rashi, four lines in the bottom, pagata es sos. Sos of Loshin, sosing the Simcha, someone who's happy. Oisit tzedek. B'misha sameach, oisit tzedek. Sheheinu oisin, kach. These type of people, a tzedek, a chosira, an erlechid, is besimcha, and he does tzidkiz. B'drachach yizkerucha. Atze pagea boy. If you, Chas v'Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu, would be pagea, will attack him, will cause him yisurim. Im choitei, klum, if he did any type of even a small chet, k'moy v'yifka b'v'yomoyz. So now Rashi teaches the pasuk. Pagata esos v'oisit tzedek. You brought a pegia, you attacked, you caused yisurim to someone who is happy in those tzidkus. V'heinu oisim kach v'drachach yizkerucha. Those people, v'oisim drachim she'atam yasrin b'yisurim yaskerucha l'toiv. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu has punished them with yisurim, they will thank Hashem and will say, kol mad d'ovid rachmona l'tav ovid. You know why Hashem has gotten angry? As a result of the punishment on this world for these chatoim, then I'm going to have a Yeshua, I'll have a clear path to Gan Eden. So therefore, again, all of these psukim say the same thing, that according to the tzidkus that a person does on this world, there's a greater chance that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will punish him on this world. Why? To Mimar Kavoinois, so you should have a clear record by the time he comes up after 120.
I was just telling you, Amai Sarab,
yeah.
He had a car accident, and he told one of his Yedidim, which I heard at Bishas Meisim, when I was there, no, I know exactly which Aveid I did, which quarter about.
Shut. I go say Elachit. Amrish Lakish, Maidich said three lines in the bottom. Maidich said the bottom, we also say Shemayim, Bishor Shemayim, Ne'etzorin, Melahoyrid, Motor, Talim Motor, Doim Le'ishi Shechabelis, Ve'eni Yoledis. What the Gemara is telling us is, Reish Lakish will say now here in the Amid Aleph, and on the Amid Beis, that we find the same term used by Atziris Kishomim, as we find by Atziris later. Meaning, that the Torah in three ways has compared a woman who wishes to give birth to a world that wishes to have rain. And the three Lashonis which the Gemara is going to say are the same is Atzira, Ulta Leda and Ulta Pekida. That we find these three terms are used both by a woman as well as by a world that desires rain. So let's see the psukim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is withholding the rain, it's similar to Leisha Shemechabeles, a woman who's never in child labor, then you let us but doesn't give birth. So therefore, you're looking at the Shemaim, you see that it's so cloudy and it's so dark, and you're convinced it's going to rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the author is Shemaim v'lo yamater, no rain is coming down. So Nebuch, the world is suffering like the Chavle Leda. One of the Mefarshim said it's not so much the Shemayim is suffering, but the Oretz is suffering down below, in that the seeds which are looking for that moisture to be able to nourish the seeds and to grow and to blossom and produce crops. So Geidnish, there's no water. They are suffering from the Chavle Leda. So it's just like a woman that's in labor pains, many letters. The word atzira is repeated both by Gshama and by Isha. Where do we find the term? Nemra atzir b'isha shenemar. Ki otzir otzir Hashem bi'ad kol rechel n'beis avi melech. Bi'ad sora eishas avram. Al oidus sora eishas avram. Famous story in the Torah, and the Torah used the expression atzira bi'ad kol rechem, that they weren't able to give birth. Rashi says, in fact, all of the Nekovim were atzira, like Rashi brings in Chumash. V'nem atzir b'ksham, d'chsev, b'yotzir s'shemayim. Now, nema leida b'ishim, nema leida b'ksham. The Indian of leida, of giving birth, we find also. Nema leida b'ishim, d'chsev, v'taba teled bein. That's a double pashit. V'nem leida b'ksham, d'chsev, v'hoi leida v'tzmicha. This is a pasuk which we brought a couple of days ago, which is also the pasuk that we lay always by the Maftir Haftoira Baitana Sibishkoyach by Mincha Shkoyach Ribsimcha, Bushtain Pussy, Kikasha Yeir Hageshem Yashalim in a Shemaim, Vishamala Yoshev, Kim Hirva Saoret Vailida Vitzmicha. So we're talking about Kasha Yeir Hageshem Vailida Vitzmicha. You see the word Leida also by Geshem. Venema Pekida Beish, Venema Pekida Beksham. The word Pekida, Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Isha and the Gsham. Venema Pekida Beish, Dechsev Hashem Pokar Esara. Venema Pekida Beksham, Dechsev Pakar Ta Oret, Batishoiki Keho. You remember the land and you brought down Mashke, meaning that you watered it. Rabba Sashrena, Pelegalakim Mole Moim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down the water and the Ashiras from the Pelegalakim up in Shemayim. What's this peleg? There's like a, Rashi says, an oihel. I heard the cube really means like a cube, like a large container, a large oil. Where all the kshem come down. That was
Bekovasa.
That's Bekovasa, but that's a Lashon Akeva, that's from the Lashon of a stomach.
It also means a tent, it says.
Aha. Okay, good. Comes on. Fine. Anyway, so this is Zalamaisa. So what's the purpose of the Torah using the same terms of Atzira, Metleide, Pekida, Sai by Ish and Sai by Kshalim? So you look at the top Rashi. Just like by Isha, you want that she should go and give birth. First you want the Pekida, Hashem should remember her, that she should become pregnant. And then after she gets a pregnancy, she shouldn't have the Chavli Leida. And then after that, there shouldn't be Natsira, she should be able to give birth, but Leida, as we staff design. Same thing is, we have to go Mevakish Rachman on the world, that we should have rain. There shouldn't be Chavli Leida of a world without rain. Now this is talking about Nochmul, rain, that sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu will make the rain come down like a shevet, like a rod, like a staff, Imli Artsoy, or for his eretz, for his land, Imli Chesed Yamtzeyu, or sometimes for Chesed, for charity, for Chesed. Now, what does all of this mean? So Rashi explains that if Chas V'Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been goyzer a gzeira of no geshamim for the world, so but what happens if Hashem had already decided that there would be geshem? So then, im l'shevet, then sometimes it'll come down like a rod. It's going to be makib bekoyach, just like it's going to be a thunderstorm, a sekimen, as a hurricane, as a hurricane Sandy. Rahman al-Islam, who knows how much many millions of dollars would destroy the property because of as a terrible one.
Like a stick, as I get a makis.
But Rashi says, on the other hand, what happens if a person does tshuva? A person sees a Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry and is bringing down the rain like a stick, and the person does tshuva, then what a Kadosh Baruch Hu will do is, Baharim ubigvois. He won't allow them that the water should go and hit civilization. He'll send it out to the Harim ubigvois where there's nobody living, and then let them have the heavy rain. It won't damage the normal populace. Im lechesed, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu has decided that Klal Yisrael is good, and therefore a Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing down the water benachas bechesed, yamtzieu la'artzoi, then he's going to go and bring it to his aretz, which aretz Rashi, Rabbi Katz, la'aretz Yisrael. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to go and bring down the water in Eretz Yisrael because that's the mekoyer of the bracha in the world, like Rabbi Katz told us the other day, and it'll fall besadus b'chramim where we need the water. Or im l'shevet, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu has decided to go and bring it down heavy duty, but people are doing tshuva, he'll make sure it'll fall li'ilonois on the trees. Because we learned a few days ago in the Gemara that if you have mitra, which is coming down heavy duty time, this was on Gimel on the days, what's the Gemara gets up? Mitra razia li'ilni, mitra nicha l'peiri. Mitra razia means a heavy duty mutter is for ilni, for the trees. Mitranicha, and much softer rain is lapedi, is for the crops. So therefore, if Hashem originally decided to make l'shevet as a heavy duty rain, it'll come down on the ilanis. In the artsoi, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu decided he's going to go and bring it down on his land, l'zroim, it's going to be for the crops. In the chesed, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu has decided to bring down the rain, l'chesed idol benachas, yamtzieu boirushich namarais, he's going to go and fill up all of the cisterns, all the boirus, all the marais. There should be plenty of water in the reservoirs, and for the oily regolim, and for people that need water, Shem will bring a shefa of water. Now the Gemara tells us a story being made of Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Have a kafna umoisna. Things were very bad. Kafna means that there was a famine, Rachmon Litzlan, umoisna, and there was a plague of death. Rachmon al-Islam, both there was a famine and people Nebuch were dying. Amri, so they said, Eichin Avid, what should we do? Niboy Rachmi Atarti, to go and ask Rachmanis for both of them, Loy Efshe. We can't. We only can ask for one. The Gemara doesn't say yet why not. The Gemara will tell us in a few lines that we learn from Psukim that daven for one tzara at a time, not two tzaras. So El Niboy Rachmi, what we should do is, Niboy Rachmi Amoisna, ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, take away this plague of death, the kafna this world, and we'll have to tolerate and suffer through the famine. So apparently from the Gemara, the two were not directly related. In other words, there was never a terrible, terrible famine, people didn't have enough to eat, and there was a separate moisna, there was a separate plague, otherwise people had a different type of an infection, a virus, never killing away people. Let's be mispal that this terrible virus should go away, and we'll have to be soivel never the kafna, the famine. No, just the opposite. Let's go and ask Rachman for the kafna, for the famine. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to now take away the famine, meaning he's going to go and give now shefa of crops and of food, who is he going to give it to? He's going to give it to the people that are lying in the Beis HaChayim in the cemeteries. He's going to give it to the people with some labor dick. So automatically the moistna will go away. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to go and say, okay, no more kafna, but we'll continue moistna. People should continue dying like flies. So what's the purpose of giving food if they're going to die anyway? So he's going to give it l'chayim, so therefore go and ask Rachma.
You kill two birds with one stone.
And here we're going to make live two birds with stone. Yeah, exactly. The oil. What's the mocker that you can't go and daven for both of them? We're going to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmanis on this. This is talking about when the Yidden were going up to Eretz Yisrael at the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, at the times of the second base of Midrash. They had various tzorois, and so therefore they said, let's go be misspelled on this issue. There were other issues as well, and therefore they decided we can't go and ask for Rachmanis on both. Let's choose one of the two, and Al Zois. The Marava Amri Mishmei Reb Chagi Mihocha. They said another raya. This is a raya from Pasuk in Daniel. The Rachman Limibo Min Kodem Elakosh Maya Al Raza Dona. For Rachman Limibo, we're going to ask Rachmanis, Rachman, compassion and mercy. Min Kodem Elakosh Maya, in front of Kaviyachal Rabbi Yishloim the Eivishda. Al Raza Dona on this secret. Wusep is on this secret. Why not on other things? Why is it so secretive? Klaudeika Khriti, because there are in fact a number of issues and problems and tzaras that we could ask for. We're only going to ask Adona Raza Dona only this one and not on others. So they were invited to be made of Zera, Gozer Gezera, because Gezera means the Malchus, the Goyim, the government at that time, presumably the Roman government, which were very bad guys, and they made a Gezera. What was a Gezera? Now this Gezera doesn't sound so terrible. Because it's the Lamaisim of Tanisa, they said no more Tanisim. It's coming to him, Gedalia, don't even think of fasting. And it comes other types of tzaras, and we're supposed to fast. No fasting. Now you're wondering, why would the government care whether we fast? If anything, they should be happy we fast. We don't eat their food, and as a result, there's more plenty for the goyim. I mean, what bothers them? So Rashi says, because apparently there was a tzara. For instance, maybe there was no rain. And they know from our Masechta, as we're going to learn in Yetzim shortly in our Masechta, that whenever there's a tzara, or there's Chas Shalom, there's a drought and there's no rain, Yidden get together and they fast. And if there's Zoicha, then the bracha comes down la'olam based on their tefillis and based on their fasting. So the government said, we don't want the Jews to go and fast, because we know what's going to happen. The bracha is going to come, and then they're going to get all the credit. All the goyim are going to say, you know why it's now raining? It didn't rain now for the last 6 years. The Yidden got together, made a tanis, and it rained the next day. Ho-ho, you see, it's the Yidden. Chabra, no fasting. We don't want you to get any credit for the good things that are going to come. We, the government, we want to go and say that it was our mas and that caused it, it should start raining. So it makes it like, Zedul, it makes it tanis. Amod nezach, right? You look at the Rashi, you see Rashi about a third down the Amud. We don't want that people should say that the bracha is coming down because of them. They brought the bracha. Don't
have no bracha.
It doesn't. Rav Zaydah. So Rav Zaydah said, so what should we do now? After all, we do have to make a couple tanas. We need tanas. We should be mekabel tanas. In other words, we should say that when the gezeira will become bottled, then we will fast. When the bottle, the gzeir will tackle become bottle. Eventually, the gzeir is going to be bottle. Later, then we'll actually do the tanis. So be makabel the tanis now, and we'll fast in 6 months from now, a year from now, whenever it is. Amri leiman elchaha. Where did you get this from? This wonderful idea. Amalehu dechsim esu apasik. V'yomer alai al tira Daniel. Daniel, you have nothing to worry about. Kimen ayoyim harishon eshenasates libcha lahavin ulis anois lefnei alekecha nishmu dvarecha. So what does the pasuk say over here, Daniel? From the day that eshenasates libcha, that you already took it upon yourself in your heart lahavin ulis anois to go and be mesana before Kadosh Baruch Hu. From that moment, nishmu dvarecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu already listened to your words. So you didn't have to do the atah. Eventually, had to fast. But already from the Kabbalah's tainus, already Kadosh Baruch Hu sent the bracha. So the government didn't realize, after the Gzeira, as a result of Reb Zeira's saying, Rabbi said, let's take upon ourselves the tainus, now the bracha came down. So the government could no longer attribute that to the Eden, because they're not fasting. But the Kabbalah's tainus is what caused the bracha to come.
We had those big modern brachas where he just took off his shoe,
yeah.
And immediately started to rain.
Ah, to say. Om Reb Yitzchak, afilishanam kishnei Eliyahu. So now, until now, we've spoken about the tremendous bracha of rain. I mean, it's self-evident, but the Gemara enforced it by talking about the fact that it's kiyom shnibr shmaim v'aretz, kiyom shnitna by Torah, all the wonderful things Yeshua parav v'rava by on those days when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives geshem. But now the Gemara is going to go and tell us, if you will, the negative side of rain. And it says, "Afilu shem kishnei Eliyo," which we had already in the Gemara before. Well, Eliyo said to Acha, "Because you're so bad, it's not going to rain. I think for 3 years, if I'm not mistaken." Originally said, "They're not going to even have Tala Matar." The Gemara said that the Matar came back and the Tal didn't come back. The Gemara said, "No, about the Tal came back. Tal shel bracha." We had this Gemara before, but the point is that there were years of drought. All of a sudden, after years of drought, it starts pouring on Erev Shabbos. So everybody should be dancing and saying, "Gevaldik, Baruch Hashem, finally it's raining." Ain el sam klala, it's not good. So before we continue, what's so terrible, and this of course is brought in other places too, that Geshem and Erev Shabbos is a siman klala. Why is it such a siman klala? for very practical reasons. Balabatish. Rashi said, "Bnei Adam tzrichan lechaze b'shuk liknoisu de Shabbos." People have to go to the stores. You have to go and pick up the fish, and you have to pick up the flesh, and you have to pick up the yarukas, and you have to go and cook, and you have to prepare for Shabbos. If it's pouring, you can't go out, and you can't buy, and you can't come, and it causes so much trouble. You get the, of course today everything is paved. But remember the good old days in the Moisek Shom, everything was mud. You'd fall into the blotter. You'd be able to, from here across the street, it would take you half an hour just going through the mud, being able to wade through all the water and the mud. So there's a siman klala on Erev Shabbos. You need, every minute is precious out of Shabbos. Everybody's rushing and going and coming. It's like Shabbos. Oh, ah. Siman klala. For that reason, exactly. The day that you have a rain day is like a day that you're going to court. Well, what means like a day you're going to court? Says Rashi that on Mondays and Thursdays, the court days, because Ezra was masakin that the Bate Dinim should be open on Mondays and Thursdays, Rashi says you heard hoimois v'koilis v'avshais. You would hear commotion and noise. You would hear the Bale Dinim coming in with the lawyers and they would scream at each other, and what are you saying? And it's not true. And blah, 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 blah. So we're in koilis v'brokim. On a day that is matar, people are also tense because they can't get through, and I forgot my umbrella, and I can't get my foot out of the mud. People are nervous, and they say, "Oh, koilis v'brokim," like everything. If it wasn't for the fact that we need the water, I would go and be goizetanis that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should have rachmim. You should never have any more rain. Shingenuk with the rain. Look how much tzoris the rain brings us. The Amr of Yisrael. The Amr of Yisrael. Shemesh b'Shabbes tzedakah la'aniyim. When is Shemesh b'Shabbes? Other than Shabbos, when it's nice and sunny, and Rashi says, what's so good about when it's sunny that you can go outside? Mekenzich on varminin, umeschamim ba b'yom atzina. You've been cold the whole week, and Baruch Hashem, now the sun. You go out and you warm up the baina. You warm yourself up. Thus is aganz refuah shemesh v'shabes tzedak laniim. Now, although the Gemara says laniim, the pasuk that the Gemara brings applies to everybody. Shnema v'zoruch alechem yirei shemi shemesh tzedak umarpe. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be zoreach. I'm going to let shine for yirei shemi, for all the yirei shemayim, the shemesh, and that will be at tzedakah, like charity. Umarpe arefuah. Oh, kishmak azun. What's that bezdavka on Shabbos? Presumably, what the Gemara means to say is that throughout the week, a mensch is fayot. Memuzgein, I have to run and I have to come. Especially aniyim nebachu are choizer ala psachim. They have to run around the whole week. Now Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, is a day of rest. I can finally rest up. I'm worn out. I'm weary. I'm exhausted. I go outside. Oh, the sun, it's so bright. It's shining. Wonderful. What a bria. What a refuah for tired, weary boat. Vam Rav Yitzchak. The Indian of Yom Kisham is so, it's such a blessing that not only crops which are dependent on the rain, but even the Prutah Shebekis, I have money in the bank. The money in the bank can also grow. Today, not by much. You get a 0.000 interest. Amul, you're able to get a few percent more. But anyway, but snachals to abrucha. In other words, the day that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives rain, it's a day of Yishtikl Yeshua. It's an Eis Rot sign. We had this Gemara yesterday. It's an Eis Rot sign. As a result of the Eis Rot sign, Kodesh Baruch Hu brings a broken everything, not only on the crops. Shinemel, see, Mitaharz, Chabitai, Ulavarach, Eis Koma, Siyadach. Vam Rav Yitzchak, Ein a Bracha Matziel, Medova, Somim, and Ayim. If you want a Bracha, you know, there used to be an expression, if you have it, flaunt it. That have it, flaunt it is directly against this Gemara. That's because the person that coined that phrase, for him, this Gemara was Samim and Ayin. It was hidden. He never saw this Gemara. Because if he'd see this Gemara, he wouldn't say that. You want a bracha, you have to feel v'tznias, v'tznias lechas. Don't go and flaunt it. Don't let the whole world talk about it. Shnema, yitzav Hashem itchas ha-bracha ba'asamecha. The word asmecha literally means silos. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring a bracha into your silos, that you can have plenty of tzvua, plenty of crops, everything will work out well, Baruch Hashem. But here the Gemara dash basamecha with davasam min ayin, when things are hidden from the eyes. Tana v'Rabbi Shmuel, almost identical memra. Ein a bracha with tzvua b'davas she'eino ayin sheletes boy, that you cannot see it. Something which is hidden. These two memories are virtually the same. Bottom line is, don't flaunt it. If you have wealth, if you have bracha, keep it hidden. Don't make a ganze geschäft.
How come the Gemara doesn't talk by ayin halon?
There are lots of other Gemaras.
Also, they should flaunt it even over here. They should even mention.
We have other Gemaras that talk about Ein Hara. Same. Some say that that's one of the tremendous brachas that live there on the west side, because since people don't have private houses, they only have apartments. Everybody lives in the same apartment. You go inside, then you go and see. And you go inside the apartment about their differences. Some people are wealthier, some are not. But from the outside, everybody looks the same. It looks all the same, so you don't have that. You go with other neighbors, somebody wants to show himself off.
People don't drive the shoe with fancy,
schmancy
cars.
Exactly. People are.
On Spadman, they say.
Yeah.
Everybody lives in this big apartment house. Everything looks. They look like they're poor people.
Exactly. They look the same. Okay, but you're not flaunting. That's a minayin. Exactly.
When I used to eat like Rebbetzin Zaks.
Yes.
She always used to tell me that her father always told her, you have to be careful that I'm her.
Mm-hmm.
She said this to me so many, many times.
How come you're so fancy then?
That's why he's not wearing a tie. Kegin Ein Hara. Tanurban. Let's finish off. Tanurban. Hanichnis lomenis karonik. A person who's now going and measuring his goyin. In other words, he wants to count up, measure how much he has. Oyim yirotu benech Hashem lekenu shetishla bracha b'masi yodeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu shetem da bracha in unzre meisim. Now, our Gemara doesn't mention a word about Hashem. It says Hashem lekenu. But Rashi says, Rashi over here, the Rashi yesterday. There's a Rashi that says he's supposed to say Mitagam to Shema Malchus. That's probably the Rashi before about the water coming down to Chosim the Kaskalim. Okay, anyway, continuing on. So you should go and say to the Bracha, Shem Bracha, Masi Yatein. The Hischel Lomud, once he's already started, in other words, here's Anichnas Lomud. Once Hischel Lomud, once he started counting and measuring, Oyim Bracha Shaleach Bracha Bakri Azeh. If he is already finished counting, and how he wants a bracha is a tefillah shavas a bracha lebatol. If he should a bracha mitzuyu l'davra shakul, v'le'davra modud, v'le'davra moni, v'le'davra somi min ha'ayin. Something which has not been measured, has not been counted, has not been weighed, so you don't know how much there is. A Kaddish Baruch Hu can go and increase it and give you abundance and give you a bracha. But once you know exactly how much you got, and you only got 100 pounds, so what are you going to do? Kaddish Baruch Hu is making 150 pounds. You've already counted it. Before you count it, then go and make the Aleph Tfilis and the Kaddish Baruch Hu shen your bracha. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai.